Welcome to BT IndyCast. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing local and regional bands, solo artists, events coming to the area, and much, much more. BT IndyCast, the area's only resource for your independent music scene. Here we are, episode 44 of BT IndyCast.
What's
up? I'm Tony Mullins. We've got Joe back
I'm
with
back.
Us. How you doing, Joe?
I'm perfect.
Glad to have you back.
No, I'm almost perfect.
Well, that's not a bad thing, to be almost perfect. It's a lovely October fall day.
Yeah, I know.
Fall is here, and there's nothing we can do about it. I like fall.
Winter, I do, too.
Winter is funky.
I can't help but getting sad in fall because of what's coming.
You're not a winter person,
no,
I take it.
No. I'm the worst winter person.
Well, festival season's almost over. We got, going out with a bang. Every little town's got something going on.
We got the big three in a row going on right now.
Yeah, so... Hopefully Brett will be back with us then after he gets all his picture taken out of the way.
Picture.
Yeah. But very cool. We got a bunch of good music, a bunch of new tunes, which I'm excited about, and got some just different things we want to talk about. Of course, there's a little bit of Allman Brother news. This has to happen, don't you think?
The week wouldn't be right without it.
Yeah. Let's start this thing off with some buddies of mine from, oddly enough, Minnesota. We also, we cover bands and music from Kentucky, but we also cover the best indie music around and everybody that's got the good stuff going on. This is a band called Big Fat Jam. I was lucky enough to be on the road and play a lot of shows with these guys and hang out with them. And they're totally insane. And
really?
Yeah, it was
totally insane.
Not just part
are
of the
they
way.
Okay,
these guys are the best northern southern rock band I've ever heard. It's hilarious.
They must be from southern Minnesota.
There you go. But anyway, we're gonna get this IndyCast kicked off with Big Fat Jam. This is a tune called "Searching."
Well, I've been walking. had found. Now I'm learning to be a man. He'll take you there if you take his hand. But I know, la, la, I definitely forgot. But this time I'm a love light shine. This time I'm a love light shine.
I thought preach the song it. Was over.
Preach it.
That's pretty good. That's the way they play this full throttle.
That was like Tower Power meets Led Zeppelin.
I know. The singer is like this, like 6'4" guy too. It's hilarious.
I mean,
he's big.
You can't play that good and be that cold up in Minnesota.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. But that was Big Fat Jam. We got. Those guys, like I said, they're from Minnesota. We got some local fellas, too. We got one little a special thing. Dustin Bradley sent it to me. It's kind of like a sneak peek, a little pre-release of his new CD that he's got coming out.
Did you say Bradley?
Dustin Bradley. That is his name. And and Michael Adkins, which is his name, from Texas. You know why I don't have a song from him queued up? I just bought the CD last night, and I got to get one of those songs queued up. But he's not local. And we got Don Rigsby's brother, Ron Rigsby.
Oh, them old Rigsby's can pick.
Buddy, they can play. We got some bluegrass coming our way.
One of them likes to pick a little bit more than grin.
Yeah, it's Ron. I have no idea. New tune from, you know, and I want to say this too, just in case anyone from DeLorean Gray's listening. I sent you an email because I accidentally deleted your song that you sent me, and send it to me again. I'd like to play the new material. I have a song off of an older EP they've got, Sorry for the Last Time, and I'm going to be playing that from DeLorean Gray. Joe.
Yo.
What can we talk? We're coming in at the end of the season, the festival stuff, so that's coming to an end. There's not a lot of, you know, we've talked about, you know, I don't even want to get into it again. There is one new thing we will mention. Percy Sledge is coming to the Mac.
Yep, Halloween.
Halloween, Percy Sledge. You know, fans of Rose Hill Drive, they are doing Led Zeppelin 2, the complete album.
On Halloween. I forgot totally about that.
So be sure to go to archive.org and try to find that, because I'm sure people will be board taping it or bootlegging it or whatever.
That will be really good.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to some Rose Hill in a little bit. I need to.
Yeah. I have to say, when they did Band of Gypsies album, that stays in my car in Tabor. Make sure we play it every so often. I tell you what, I've not heard a better version of Machine Gun since Hendrix did it. You know, they really threw it down.
Yeah, that's some rock and roll right there.
Hopefully Mule or somebody will do another cool Halloween.
Well, their poster for Halloween has the Rolling Stones tongue.
Really?
The lips and the tongue. And on the tongue, it has the Dos Mule symbol.
Yeah.
So it looks like maybe something with Stones.
Can Warren Haynes sing like Keith? Mick Jagger?
I don't know. That's
going to be interesting. Because, you know, I wasn't really, he didn't really knock me out doing the Zeppelin tones.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up too. They're like 3 or 4 was just not right for those songs.
Yeah.
You just couldn't get that Robert Plant sound.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of on a Mule Allman Brother theme here. I'm gonna play a tune, and then you got a cool story or a wild story to tell us about Almonds when we when we get right back. We play these guys a lot, and you know what? They deserve it. This is Stepping Stone coming at you. This is a cut off of their CD that they so graciously sent us to play some of the tunes off of. And anybody listen, send us more music. We love to get CDs and put them in the playlist and bring them up and help everybody and push everybody. This is a great tune. These guys are great musicians, good slide playing. They're from around Madisonville, somewhere through there. I'll double check that. But this is Stepping Stone. This is a cool song called Stay Home Tonight.
Yeah.
Stepping Stone. That's a good song.
That's good, good rock, but good soothing.
Yeah. A little love cool song from those Southern boys. Wouldn't this be a good idea? Wouldn't it be cool if we took the bands that we listen to on the show that absolutely blow us away and tried to have a big one-day festival here in Pikeville?
Oh, yeah. They were talking now.
Yeah. The bands that, you know, like these guys. These guys are better than average. You know, they're above par, and they have a great CD. These, you know, just put all these bands together and have a big rock and roll show. That'd be cool.
The Indie Cast Festival. I was trying to think of something cool, but nothing.
Well, you try. Hey, we were talking about Allman Brothers. What kind of crazy tales coming from the Allman camp?
I was reading this morning. They started their tour, their third leg of their tour this past weekend in Charlotte. Big two nights in Charlotte. Well, supposedly Warren and his wife were leaving New York on Saturday morning, or I guess sometime Saturday, to head down to Charlotte, and they had two flat tire blowouts on the runway.
God.
And I was listening to his wife on XM Radio. She's a DJ on there. She said if it would have happened, you know, like a minute later, it could have been catastrophe.
Catastrophe. That's it, right?
I think. But it... so he missed the first night of the show, of the tour, first show of the tour.
Wow.
And two, I had just read about this morning, Greg Allman supposedly pinched a nerve in his back.
Yeah.
Or something to do with his back, and he can't sit for long periods of time behind the keyboards. So they brought Danny Lewis in
from Government Mule.
And he's been playing like the whole show, like, and Greg's been playing like a few songs on the keyboards and then stand up and playing either, hey, get this, I didn't tell you this, a Strat,
what? Or
he's been playing a Strat or an acoustic.
I don't know what to say. Four guitars on stage?
Well, three. Well.
Oh, yeah. There's just three. I mean, that would just be three.
And
I was
thinking
of Skynyrd.
So it's been weird. I mean, I've not heard any of it, but you can imagine it's. I'm sure it's a different sound.
Yeah, and didn't who filled in for Warren?
The whole tour, they're in a big double billing with Widespread Panic. So Jimmy Herring filled in for Warren that first night. It's because he played the whole tour in 2000 filling in for Warren.
Right.
So he stepped in. And
Warren, I mean, Herring just walked up and was like,
yeah,
and
I mean, it just
brought it up into his brain and played the whole thing.
He got the Rolodex out.
Yeah, he's not human.
No. So that first night was pretty wild. And then, the rest of the week this week, Greg's not been able to sit for long periods of time. So I'd say it's some interesting.
That would be weird to be a diehard Allman fan, which if you're a diehard Allman fan, you already know, you know, they know all this news like
right.
you do.
Yeah.
But to show up and Greg's not at the keyboard, you know.
And I mean, it's interesting.
What's cool, though, is that they're still doing the shows, you know.
Right. They've got all these musician friends that can just, I mean, you know, Danny Lewis grew up listening to Greg Allman.
Right.
I'm sure he knows lick for lick.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, or not cool, but it's wild, man. Near plane crash for, I mean, oh my Lord, there'd be so many hippies jumping off the cliffs.
Oh gosh.
If Warren.
Including me.
But that would be, they escaped narrowly. And so, but now he's back on tour, right?
Yeah, he was there Sunday for the next night in Charlotte.
Well, cool. Tying in the whole Allman thing, I went to Lexington this weekend and saw a buddy of mine. He was having a concert, Scotty Bratcher. He's from Monroe, Ohio, and this guy is a beast on guitar. When he was 14, he is literally. He turns into
a
monster.
He turns into a big monster.
Well, I mean, when he was, just wrap this around your cranium. When he was 14, he got second place in the National Kenny Wayne Shepherd Jam Off.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd Jam Off.
14. He got second place. I mean, he just, it's wrong. But anyway, he called me. He was in Nicholasville at JD Legends. Mm-hmm. And we drove up there to check him out. And I pulled up, and they were doing a Neil Young song, which was awesome. They were just jamming out. He sings. And Then they went into Whipping Post.
God.
And Whipping Post, and it wasn't three-piece. They had a keyboard, a guy playing an organ. But, man, they nailed Whipping Post for a three-piece, you know, for right. what they did. It was phenomenal.
They is it a band name or is it him? Is
the
it?
Scotty Bratcher band.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody needs to check him out. I don't know his website, but you could search him on MySpace or Google him up there. And Google him up. But this guy's phenomenal. He is going to do big things. He's 22.
I was going to ask, is he 16 now?
I hate him.
We need to get some of his music.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I need to. I should have got a CD while I was up there. We stayed and listened to the whole show, and it was very cool. That guy's got some vintage gear, too. But
are you sad?
Well, we used to do shows together with Lawrence Bishop in Ohio, and Scotty and I would be the guitars. You know, we'd do
That's
the dueling thing.
A funny last name. Bishop Bratcher. In Ohio.
Lawrence Bishop in Ohio. Oh, Joe's got the joke. Whipping Post, they nailed it. It made me feel pretty good that you can do it without having, you know, an eight-piece band, you know, three yeah, drummers right. and all that stuff.
Big truck running behind you.
Yeah.
Three drummers. yeah. O'Teal thumping. And
yeah, it was pretty cool. So if you see Scotty Bratcher playing anywhere, go check him out for sure. We're working on trying to do some shows together here coming up in the end of November. So it'd be really cool if we can. Speaking of shows, let's see. Should I play some more music or could I keep on talking? Let's play some music.
Put this one on there.
Yeah, let's put one on. Let's go a little bluegrass action or newgrass, I guess, because this is bluegrass, but it has drums. And Ray Sayer from Staffordsville is playing bass on it.
Go Ray.
This is very cool. This is Ron Rigsby, Don Rigsby's brother. I guess I shouldn't announce him like that. He's probably tired of that.
Yeah,
but
I think about that.
This guy's phenomenal banjo player, and it was recorded. Some of this was recorded locally, I think, in what's his name? Kazee's Studio, Franklin Audio.
Yep, over in Sayersville.
Yeah. And this is a great version of Ghost Riders in the Sky. This is Ron Rigsby. We'll be right back to talk some more. way. He had to get in the last leg, didn't he?
Yeah, that's some good stuff. I mean,
you don't expect that, I guess, from,
that's,
you
really
know.
Good.
Yeah, so that was very cool.
They're all, the two musicians we know are on it are phenomenal musicians.
Right.
I mean, Ray and Ron.
Right.
I mean, so.
Yeah, so you got Ron, Don, and Ray.
Was Don on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I assume he was. Surely he got his brother to play.
Let's hope. I mean, yeah.
But great tune. We got I got that ripped, that whole CD, and added to the playlist. So we'll be playing some more of those tunes. And we'll shoot that over to Bobby at the Country Cast, too, so she can jam on that.
That's right. I can see Ray digging that because I'm hearing him, that Newgrass stuff.
Yeah.
Bela Fleck and Sam Bush stuff. He used to talk about.
Before I got that CD, he actually sent me a clip, and he was like, "Man, check this bluegrass stuff out. You know, it's got a drum kit, and you know, it's pretty cool." So that's a good thing. I was going to mention just a little bit. Apple Days happened this weekend, and
you gigged, didn't you?
Yeah, I played on the big stage there at the courthouse. Cody, our bassist, was in Wyoming killing animals,
killing elk.
Yeah, so my brother Shane filled in for me, and we rock and rolled. We threw it down. It was a very cool set. Had a lot of good crowd response, and it was fun. Dan Howard from Grayson was doing the old production, all the sound system, and we had a good old time.
Kevin, I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
You couldn't be there.
I was in South Carolina.
Oh, well.
You know, I had a hand modeling gig.
Oh, another one of those?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know that, but he's not just the voice of the IndyCast. He's a hand modeler.
I'm the hands of the IndyCast.
But Apple Days was packed. It was bigger than usual, I thought. It was a good crowd. Justin Moore played down there. Mm-hmm. They said they had the biggest crowd they ever had, which is, you know, he's got a number one hit, and they book him. It's very lucky to book him, you know, when he's struggling, or not struggling, but, you know, an opening
up
act.
And coming, yeah.
Yeah. So that was
did
very
our local
lucky.
Boys play with him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All the local fellas, Roger and Corey. And it's very cool to, you know, there's a lot of talent around here and a lot of talent in Paintsville.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe I haven't told you this, too. This is going to blow your mind. And
this
I haven't,
is fresh. This
yes,
is the first time hearing it.
I haven't told anybody this. Anybody.
What's your problem?
Imagine this. And this, you know, I'm getting all excited, but, you know, there's going to be like 10% of people knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I know.
Well, I'm standing there talking to Doc. Dan Howard, what's the name of his company?
Soundwave,
yeah. I'm standing there talking to him, and this guy walks up, and I thought I recognized him, and he goes, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And he's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said, "This guy's a rock and roller, and he's playing mandolin." And I said, "Really?" And I was going, "No, it can't be." And he said, "Yeah, he plays mandolin for Chris." And I said, "Mike?" I said, "Are you Mike Henderson?" Yeah. And he went, "Yeah."
Oh, my God.
Mike Henderson was at Apple Days. You know, what was the band he was in? The Blue...
Blue Bloods?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he just walked up and started talking to Dan.
Holy crap.
And he was like, "Here's rock and roll. We're playing a mandolin."
Yeah.
You know, making fun of him.
Man,
so I thought that was so
Dan,
cool.
Dan's sitting there making fun of him.
Yeah. Yeah. So they must be pretty tight.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I mean, you don't remember this. You're going to crack up. But... You gave me a Mike Henderson and the Blue Bloods CD like 10 years ago.
I want it back.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago.
And did you like it?
I think so. I can't remember.
All you can remember, the exchange happened.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. I wonder if Chris Stapleton was there.
I have no idea. I wanted, you know, my problems I have with Chris anyway, so I didn't pursue it. You know, stalking.
Oh, yeah. He did kind of act.
I did funny ask around too
him.
Many questions with his sister. But anyway, Apple Days went good. I heard this other band. I wish I could think of their name, a female singer. And they were just not. They opened up with Searching by Skynyrd. And she played a telly, and they just rocked out. They did good. The crowd loved them, too.
Were they local?
Yeah, local. Really, I'd like to get a hold of them, actually, find out what's shaking with them. Kevin and Beck played the next day, did awesome. I've got that recorded, and I'm trying to get it all converted to let people just download it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be neat because they did some cool takes on some of their songs.
For you Second Street Revival and Kevin and Beck fans, and for you band members, we had some requests for Second Street Revival the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were really loving it.
Yeah, we had some people just... That one song we did with Beck singing it just floored everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was good. But, yeah, anyway, Apple Days happened, and it was real cool. And we had – everybody had – all the local music was there. There was actually a band called King's Country, I think, from Ohio. Mm. And Kevin and Beck played, and they came – you know, they were like the number two band. They were opening up for Justin Moore.
Yeah.
And so Kevin and Beck was playing, and they came out and was just blown away by how good the local talent was.
That's awesome.
And Nathan, the person who was over that stage, come to me, and they said, King's Country, just can't believe that what's, you know, the talent on stage. That, you know, they're really going to have to step it up and do their thing.
I mean, we say it all the time. There's talent in Eastern Kentucky everywhere.
Yeah, it was very cool to check all them out and Scott. And then I had a good weekend. I got to jam with my brother, and we played that show. Had a great show. The next day, Kevin and Beck played, and I got to see all those. Then we drove straight to Lexington and listened to 2.5 hours of Scotty Bratcher.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I had a lot of music. I'm feeling pretty good about it. Speaking of music, we need to play some more tunes, and I need to quit talking so much. Let's play some DeLorean Gray. And like I said, he sent me a new song. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, this could be the song he sent me, but an older version. I don't know. I can't say enough good about these guys. These guys from London, they've been playing a long time. If you see them out, you need to check them out. This is Sorry for the Last Time by DeLorean Gray.
Was it you that spoke to every part of me? You see through all that I am to show me what I could be. If it's really true, then love is blind. I close my eyes and reach in your direction. I'm tired of falling short of what you design. So I'll make this my final confession. I'm sorry. Pushing through, 'cause even if I break, you'll be there to catch me. If it's really true, then love is blind. I close my eyes and reach in your direction. I'm tired of falling short of what you designed. So I make this my final confession. I'm sorry for the very last time. So take this out, it's no longer mine. 'Cause nobody like
for the last time, DeLorean Gray. Good stuff.
I remember that song. Yeah,
we've probably played it before.
Yeah, I like it.
Very cool. I finally, with the new computer system we got, been ripping all the CDs, the IndieCast CDs, and getting them organized. Believe it or not,
it's about time.
Yeah, but it's pretty good. Yeah, you're exactly right. This week's been pretty cool. We've had a lot of people send us some tunes. And one of them was a guy, like I said, a good buddy of mine. We have played music together for years, and he's a great guitarist, great singer, and he's hooked up with Bernie Faulkner, and they're really working on pushing him as an artist in Nashville. You know that rocky country kind of thing that's going on right now.
Rock country, the 70s southern rock.
Yeah, that's it exactly. Yeah. And Dustin was cool enough to send me a tune for me to check out, and it was awesome. The production's great, the songwriting was great. I'm sure he's in on that. And you know, it's that formula that I could see him playing in arenas with this.
Oh yeah, it works.
Yeah, and he's got
have that little bit of different edge to it.
Right,
a little, you know, something else to it.
I like that. It's he's going really raw. I mean, he's going aggressive. You know what I mean? That Shooter Jennings country kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he sent me a tune, said we could play it. This is really like a sneak peek, a little preview of the CD that's coming out. I don't know if this is going to be the single, but this sure is a single. I mean, I can hear this on the radio, and all the gals are singing it and all that stuff. And you're hearing it first on the IndieCast, so this is pretty cool.
We're moving up.
Yeah, hey, I know. That's can you believe awesome. It? Yeah, we could look back and say, wow, we played this first.
That is pretty cool.
That's cool. To
hang your hat on.
Yeah. Well, everybody's going to enjoy this, I'm sure. This is a guy from Hyman, Kentucky, Dustin Bradley, and this song called Are You With Me?
I drive a Chevrolet pickup truck, American made, that's how I was raised up by. I like the girls with a southern drawl. Lord knows it's sexy when they say, hey y'all. I don't get into no politics, I like to kick it out in the sticks. Gotta have a little cornbread on my plate. I come from the country. Hey, hey, are you with me? Can you feel me? Do you like Bandit and his Trans Am, Hank and Alabama Band? Are you homegrown? Yeah, are you country strong? On Saturday, make a little with my hands to earn my pay. Love making love in a feather bed with my sweet thing. You make a man pray for rain. Are you with me? Can you feel me? Flying down a dirt road, stop sign, bullet hole. Are you home? Are you loud? Are you proud?
Miles. Dustin Bradley, are you with me? A pre-release copy of the song. So very cool that he sent that out to us. I got, well, let's talk about, let's lay the info down that we always need to lay down. Like, as if you don't know, this is the IndieCast with me and Joe. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but but you can listen to this show and all the other shows at btmediagroup.com.
Somebody might have just been tuning in right there.
Right. And I have to say that, too. Well, I mean, I give the website address because a lot of the shows are on other websites, you know, podcast sites and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, btmediagroup.com. Send us a comment or a question or a song. We would love that. You can email us. Just email us a song. Well, actually, we have a new way on the website. You can upload songs. Did I mention that?
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, you can go to the resources button and upload file or upload here, and then you can just send us a song right there, and there it is.
That's pretty cool.
Working on stuff.
I know.
Yeah. You see things too, though. You saw I'm working on building the banners and letting people advertise on our site, and you're there.
Yeah.
Speaking of the site, you added. There's a bunch of. If you go to the calendar, there's the show calendar. There's a bunch of new shows added. So
yeah, that's a good thing. On yesterday and today.
So you're going to need to do a review of the Black Crowes CD, don't you?
Yeah, I've been kind of crafting it in my head this week, listening to it. Yeah, it's grown on me.
I want to listen to it. Well, you know, for good or bad, a review is a review.
Right,
so
that's right. You got to speak it.
Speak your mind.
The truth.
Don't forget the Country Cast is always available on the website, too, if you're into straight up country, Americana, folk, all that stuff. You don't want to listen to all this loud rock and roll mixed in. Go over there to Bobby and check her shows out.
All this hippie stuff.
Yeah. So I think we're going to do one more tune today. Good buddy of mine. We've been on the road together. We have a past. Mike Adkins, or Michael Adkins, as he's going by now. He has a new CD, it's been a labor of love, this project. I know I can say that with Mike. He has been working on this for a long time, and finally got it to the level he wants it at, and it is awesome. I checked it out on iTunes and picked up a copy, Michael Adkins, A-T, not A-D. See, if you're from Kentucky, it's A-D.
It's D, yeah.
Yeah, but it's Michael Adkins. He's living in Texas now, I believe around, I want to say San Antonio, but I have no idea. I'm totally making that up.
You want
to
say it, right?
I want to say it, and I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
But you need to check out his music. This is a great CD. It's like a concept album, really. It's very personal, and it goes, it kind of tells a story from start to finish, and it's really cool. Anybody, and hopefully he doesn't mind this, but anybody fans of the 70s and 80s, keyboard based kind of bands, I have to say, like Styx, big arrangements, Queen, that kind of stuff, I feel that, although it's still soulful and it's rooty that too, but that's the kind of vibe I get from it. Everybody needs to check this out. This is my good buddy Mike, and I just picked a tune off of it today. This is called Chasing the Moon. And for the IndieCast, I guess Joe, we'll see these guys next week, right?
Yeah, it's out here.
So many years go by before we stop and take a look around. Seems like this life just drags on. Sometimes happiness can never be found. Search for the answers in our past, pent up like prisoners in walls of glass. This life is over way too soon. Here we are chasing the moon. Chasing the moon. We all look up one day, just to see our youth fading away. Yeah, we push and kick and scream to make all those lines go away. It's a losing fight, but it's one that we battle with all of our might. This life is over way too soon. Here we are chasing the moon. Chasing the moon. Oh, 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 oh. Won't you break through those walls of glass? Stop holding on to the past. Chains, let somebody love away your pain. Don't you push and kick and scream. The lines will tell you what they mean. Somewhere down the road, is over way too soon.